recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Kritot, brought to you by Ben Chabot Yerushalayim, is Daf Tet. And we are holding on Daf Chet Amud Beit at the Tonor Rabbonon Ger Mu'ukav Mile'echol B'Kodashim, which is almost midway between the big lines. And we had learned yesterday that according to Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, we include the Ger in the list of the Chusar Kippurim, because the Ger as well is not able to eat something from Kodesh until he brings his own korban. The Tanakhama, why did the Tanakhama not include the Ger? Because the Gemara said we're only talking about cases where the korban is brought for the purpose of eating kachim, and the Ger does not bring it for the purpose of eating kachim. Now, the simple meaning of the Gemara was that the Tanakhama was arguing about the question of whether the Ger can eat kachim or not. However, most Rishonim learned that actually Tanakhama was not arguing, and that all the Tanakhama was saying is that I am referring to cases where the sole meaning of the korban is milechol b'kachim. And interestingly enough, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayot learns that this extra korban of a ger is sort of a luxury korban. It doesn't really have any implications la'alacha. But in the end, in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam edits paskins in Ilchot Mechusar Kippurim that a ger cannot eat kachim until he brings this korban. That means he's passing even Aliba the Tanakhama. And this is very nogea today's discussion, which begins here with Tanur Rabbanan.
Is Ma'ake this korban for the boy?
Ma'ake from eating kachim, that's what we're talking about.
About for being a Jew?
No. And we're going to see, we have a special pasuk that says we include conversion.
Does the ger have to bring?
A korban again.
Oh, there is a korban again.
No, that's what we're talking about. And that's what we're going to get into in detail today. Tanur Rabbanan. Ger mu'ukav milechol b'kodashim achi avi kino. A ger cannot eat kachim until he brings at least his bird. Now,
one?
Oh, one moment. It's a tough group here. Now, again, the question of whether this is being said only Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, or as most learn, even Aliba de Tanakhama. Hey, vipreda achat, let's say he brought shachrit, one bird out of his two, because, as we'll see, even though he doesn't really have to bring two korbanot, by definition, when you're bringing birds as a korban chova, you always bring two. But that's not the chiyuv of his korban. Chiyuv of his korban is to bring a korban. Except that there's no such thing as a bird where you only bring one. But lemaisa, if you brought the first one, then you already brought your korban. Of course, you still have to bring the second one. That's because it's not done otherwise. But that's a whole different issue than not having brought a korban. Therefore, if you bring a preda achat in the morning, he can already eat kachim. And then, la'erev, he can go and bring his other one. Ko kinim shabat Torah. Now, when we say that you bring a kain, which is two birds, normally two birds mean one for a chatat and one for an olah. But here, there is no one for one. His single korban chatat, his single korban olah, is two birds, is an olah. He is not chayav a chatat. If instead of a bird he brought an animal olah, he was yotze. If he brought an ola and a shlamim, he was yotze. That's obvious because he was already yotze with his ola. We're only mentioning ola and shlamim to lead into the next piece. If he brings a mincha and a shlamim, he's not yotze. Because when we say that if he brings a bird, what do you mean you have to bring a bird? We mean you could get away with bringing a bird. So lo amro kein ela lahakel. There's no reason why you can't bring a behemah. And why can you not be yotze with a mincha v'shlamim? Ma'ishna minchab u'shlamim de lo yatsa. After all, we're going to see that the makor of his being allowed to bring a bird is the reach nichoach la'ashem, which should apply to a mincha as well, which is also called reach nichoach la'ashem. Why, indeed, does it not apply? And for that, we're explained, dechtiv ka'asher ta'asu kein ya'ase. Because the Torah says, v'chiyagur itcham ger, just like you did to become Jewish, that's what he has to do to become Jewish. And just like what you did was bring an ola and a shlamim, because it says on Har Sinai, remember, Vayishlach et na'arei b'nei Yisrael, Vayu ya'alu olot vayizbechuz vachim shlamim la'ashem,
So that means there was both Shlamim and Olot. So two, a Ger has to bring an Olah and a Shlamim. In Cain, if that's the case, you will ask me, so then why did we say, Hevi Chovato Achat Na'Beima, that that's enough? It should not be enough. Lo Tizgah Levegave should not be Yotze, because he should require a Shlamim, since it says, Kasher Tasu Ken Yaseh. Now that's a good question. Omer of Papa, I'll tell you the answer to that question. Yesh Lomar, if the Torah allows him to get away with a bird, and that would be enough, as we're going to see later, so Koshikin, for an Olat Be'imah, Koshikin, I mean, why would a bird, an Ola, be enough, and a Be'imah would not be enough? So clearly that Ribui that allows him to bring a bird also is a Giloy that he doesn't need to bring a Shlamim, and that only one is enough. You will ask, but if that's the case, then a mincha should also be enough, because a mincha is also included in Reach Nikoach. So afilu mincha nami. For that, we use the word kenta. So, no, he's got to be like you in some basic way. Even if we're going to be marva with the additional pasuk, we can get away with a bird. And what is that cane? The cane is, it's got to be alike. So if it's got to be alike, then it would at least have to be that it's minei damim, right? It has to be exactly, it can't be exactly like you, because we didn't bring birds on our Sinai, but it's got to at least be dumb. And where does it say that a bird is enough? Everybody seems to be talking about the bird being enough as if it's a given, but what's the makor for this? Hey, chayit rabbi. The Tana Rabbanan, kasher ta'asu ken ya'aseh, ma atem ola ushlamim, afu ola ushlamim. The simple meaning is that just like you brought on Har Sinai, Vayalu Olot Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlamim, so too he has to be Vayalu Olot Vayizbach Zvachim Shlamim. Shenemar Kachem. Now this Kachem Kager is a mistake here, as we're, the Shita takes it out. We're going to be dealing with that pasuk later. Minayim Rabot Ta'of. How do we know that a bird would be enough? Tamud Lomar Vechiaguri Kachem Ger. Asher B'Tochachem L'Dorot Echem. V'Asa Ishe. Reach Nikoach LaHashem. That additional Reach Nikoach LaHashem is something that is Kulo LaHashem. What is the carbon that is Kulo LaHashem where the Kohen doesn't get anything out of? An Olat Be'ema, Kohen gets at least the skin. What is a carbon where the Kohen gets nothing and every last bit is given LaHashem? Only the Olat Ta'of, which is burned entirely, and even the parts that are taken out, the Mor'ah and the Tzatah, are not given to the Kohen, they're put next to the Mizbeah to be absorbed there. So Aviyomar Olat Ta'of. Now, if that's the case, you could say, but there's another carbon that's Kula LaHashem, and that is a Mincha, when it's brought like a Minchat Kohen, the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeah, Kohen gets nothing out of it. So maybe he should bring a Mincha. So Yochol, Shani Marbe Afilu Mincha, Tamud Lomar Kain. Therefore it says, no, it's got to be like you, at least insofar as being an animal. Now, Tanya Ida, another writer says, the Pasuk tells us, V'chi yagur itchem ger, or asher betochachem ladorotechem, v'yasa isher reach nichoach la'ashem, kasher tasu ken ya'aseh. So that ken ya'aseh, that isher reach nichoach la'ashem, would mean anything that is eilo li'ishi, even a mincha. Tamud lomar kasher tasu ken ya'aseh. Ma atem minei damim, and this clarifies, what is the ken? Just like you brought organisms that have blood. So he at least has to bring an oath that is dumi. Afei minei dami. You'll say, why not go all the way and say, ma atem olau shlamim. Afei, every ger has to bring an olau shlamim. Tamud lomar, therefore, the pasuk stresses that it has to be hakahal chuka achat lachem ulager agar chukat olam nador techem kachem kager. And this is the pasuk we had mentioned wrongly earlier. Kachem kager means it has to be like you. We're comparing the ger to you only insofar as your own metzias that you required, as we'll see, the milah and the tvilah and the damim. That's all we're comparing it to. We're not comparing it to the korbanot that you brought. Lachem v'lo l'korbanotechem. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says there's an additional piece over here. Kachem is, we haven't explained, that kachem is the whole basis of how we do gerut. So kachem has to be the same way that your forefathers became Jewish. Gabotechem.
See that.
Well, we'll see. Ma'avotechem lo nichnesu lebrit ela b'milah utvila mihartza'at dam. We're going to ask how we know each and every one of these things. But just like your forefathers only became an Am Hashem through Brit Milah, through Tvila, and through putting dam on a mizbeah, avhem lo yikansu labrit ela b'milah utvilah v'hartza'at damim. So you'll say, if that's the case, if we're marve even a bird, why can't he bring a single bird? Not that he can't bring a single bird, not because he needs to bring two birds, but because the modality of bringing a bird, we never find to only bring one bird. So you can't bring a bird because we don't have a way to do that. So lo'avi predachat i'efshar, shalom matzinu b'chola Torah kula. Okay, now we said before, and the cane is only to be makel, and we could still bring a behemah. That piece really does not belong here. It's just confusing. Because the next word should be v'lo. Do we not find anywhere in the Torah that you can only bring one bird? The Atanya, it says in the Braita b'feirush, not like that. Because the pasuk begins, v'im min ha'of ola korban ola l'Hashem, v'ikriv min ha'torin o mivnei ha'yona et korbano. Now, the next word after that should be umalak et rosho v'hiktir. Because you just said v'hikriv, right? Instead, the pasuk begins with the hikrivo hakohen again. But we just said hikriv. So the hikrivo, you'll notice, is a word that includes both the verb and the object. The object is the o. And the o is singular. The hikrivo means it, not them. And that exactly is the point. Because since in the previous pasuk it said, Vishadama Vitoriv, Vikriv, which would mean two, Shomea Ani, I might have thought, and this would have been a mistake, that if somebody says Arei Alai Olata Of, he has no choice but to bring two. Right? So he's got to bring Shnei Predim. Tamud Lomar Vikrivo, even a single, Predachat, a single bird, is enough. So what in the world is he going on about that we have no way of bringing only a single bird when the whole parsha of Ola is introduced as a single bird? Yes, 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 of course. But that's a nidavah. The Ola of a ger is not a nidavah. It's a chovah. Show me one place where the Torah allows you to bring a single bird as your chovah. Every time that we substitute birds for a chiyav, it's both a chatat and an Ola, right? That's always two birds. So chovah mi'alo ashkecha. Now, wait a minute. Now, that's not true. A Yoledet, who is poor, brings a single Ben Yonah or a single Tor for her Chatat. Yes, she does. But that's because she's bringing along with it an animal. She's bringing a Keves. So it's true that you'll find always a grouping. It doesn't have even two birds, but a bird is never brought alone. That's the point. And if the as a chovah, and if this ger would want to bring an olah, since it's a chovah, he's going to have to bring another korban along with it. I mean, what would be the point of bringing the bird if he's going to have to bring an animal? Obviously, so therefore, if he's going to bring a bird, he'll have to bring two birds. Oh my my! Now, Rebbe made a big fuss about ma avotechem lo nichlesu lebrit ela b'mila and tefila and hartza'at damim. I'm not quite sure I know where we get that from. Mila, I do know. Because when it comes to Mila, it says beferish in the pasuk, ki mulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim. So obviously, when we came out of Mitzrayim, there was a requirement for Brit Mila. And we know that that was true because they couldn't eat the Korban Pesach without Mila. Kol arelo yochalbo. And I mean, that's basically what it is that Yechezkel was referring to when he said, ve'evor alayich, ve'erich mitposeset v'damayich, ve'omar lach v'damayich chayi, ve'omar lach v'damayich chayi. So, okay, obviously, your life as Jews, in other words, true life, comes only through damim. And I also know that there was definitely Hartza'at Damim. There was definitely the Ritzui of Damim on the Mizbeach in Har Sinai, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach et Na'arei b'nei Yisrael, with the whole thing. And that they brought, Vayalu alot, Vayizbuchu zvachim l'Hashem shlamim. Fine. That I know too. But where in the world does it say anybody went to the mikvah? Tvilah. Where do we get Tvilah? I mean, you seem to slip that in there without any source. Ah, that's because Bechtiv, since it says that Vayikach Moshe at Adam, Vayizrok al Ha'am. Now, how in the world can Moshe take dam and pour it on the Am and say to them, sprinkle it on them, and he says to them, Hine dam habrit asher karat Hashem imachem al kol ha'devarim ha'ele. So then that means that essentially it was like a hazaya. It was like sprinkling. And we find sprinkling by a mitzorah, and then sprinkling in cases of tara from the paraduma. But whenever we find sprinkling, There's not a single example of doing an act of sprinkling on something, anything, without getting it into a mikvah first. Ein az abalot tefillah. It's always the conclusion of a process which began with tefillah. Now, of course, comes Richie's question. Yeah, tefillah first.
Right question.
Yes, elameata. If all of this is true, then nowadays, since the ger cannot bring a korban, we should not accept gerim at all, because you cannot complete the gerut process. And therefore, lo nikabel gerim, which is an excellent question. If we're saying that there's a requirement for three things, I mean, it would be like saying, well, you know, you can take a ger, not so bad, don't put him in the mikveh. What do you mean, don't? Well, you don't have a mikveh, don't put him in the mikveh. Well, that's like what you're saying. Well, you don't have a Beit HaMikdash, all right, so we'll do it without a Beit HaMikdash. I mean, what is this? Is this an option? You said you need three things. You don't have these three things. How do we get gerut? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Well, look at the pasuk. V'chi yagur itchem ger, o asher betochochem ledoroteichem. In all of your dorot, which must therefore mean that the korban hager is a topping. It's not part of the fundamental process. And in order to be fully Jewish, in the sense of being able to come into the Beit HaMikdash, to be able to eat kachim and so on, yes, you need to have a korban. But if you don't have a Beit HaMikdash anyway, then the tefillah, the milah, and the tefillah is sufficient to create a gerut l'gabei the mitzvot haTorah. Tana Rabbanan, a ger bizman hazeh, after he does his milah v'tefillah, has to set aside money in a special account for bringing his korban.
Always comes down to money.
So he should be mafrish a quarter, because remember, we got the price down very, very much. Yeah? So he should be mafrish a rova for his keen. Omar Rabbi Shimon, you'll notice that we said berivotayim. I mean, why only a rova? Apparently it's enough to set aside a single bird, because that's the real chiyah. But then when it comes time, then he'll take care of the other one. But all right. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, this is all very nice theoretically, but you should know, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Churban, but part of the takonos that he made was to be mevatel this din, because people will end up being over on Me'ilah. They'll use this money, not realizing it's Hegdash. It's not worth having Hegdash hanging around. And therefore, he was Mevatel at Me'at Takala. And Omer Avidi Bar Gershom, Omer Avada Bar Ava. That's how he passed it. I love Rabbi Shimon. Now, there are some who say that this last piece, that that's how he passed it, like Rabbi Shimon, was not referring to this. That's not to say it's not true, but that the statement, Alok Rabbi Shimon, was referring to something else. Was referring to the following bright, Al Hada. The Tana Rabbanan, Ger Toshav. Now remember that a Ger Toshav is a Ger is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he's never mekabel the Tayag Mitzvahs on himself. He is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael if he is mekabel on himself not to be Ovid Avodat Kochavim and to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So he does. Says remarkably, the Tanakhama here, that a Ger Toshav is allowed to do Malach on Shabbat, but not all Malach. He can treat Shabbat the way Yisrael treats Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva says no. The way Yisrael treats Yontev. So in other words, on Shabbat he can cook and things like that. But he can't do anything that's not sort of HaMoed, so to speak. Rabbi Yossi says, a Ger Toshav acts on Shabbat for himself. Oseh b'Shabbat la'atzmo ki Yisrael b'chol. He would act the way a Yisrael does on any day. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, you know, this whole discussion is moot. A ger toshav, or a goy, or an eved and an ama, who are only toshavim, meaning who didn't go through kabbalat avdut l'shem gerut, they act on Shabbat, osim melacha b'Shabbat latzman Yisrael b'chol. There is zero kedusha of Yisrael on any of these people, and there's nothing further to discuss. Elu mevi'in al hazadon kishogeg. We said before that there are cases in our opening mission. We said there are four cases where people will bring al hazadon kishogeg. What are those cases? That you bring a korban, a rare thing. Usually we identify, Richie, Rabbi Zilberman, we identify a korban with shogeg. You know, it's very, very built into the way we look at it. But the fact is that there are four cases where even if somebody did something bemazed, he nonetheless brings a korban. And here are the four cases. Someone who sleeps with a shifcha, and we'll see where we learn this out from, a nazir, who became Tomei, even though he became Tomei to make on purpose. Someone who made a Shvu'ata, a duty, swore that he knows no testimony, and he really did, and he does this knowing full well that he's lying and that he's not allowed to do this. And Shvu'ata Pikadon, somebody who denies money that was given into his hand. I don't owe you any money. You never gave me a wallet. What wallet? And so on. All of those cases, even though it's done bezadon, still brings the korban, whatever that korban is. It could be a korban olah v'yored, could be korban hasham, depending on the case. And there are also five cases, chamisha, that are maybe in korban echad al averot harbe, where no matter how many times you sin, you would still bring only one korban at the end of your current orgy. And that would be habal shivcha biot harbe. You might have slept with the shivcha 100 times, cheap. One korban takes care of that. And you can't bring the korban in advance now. No, that's not there's no papal dispensation. And a nazir that was nitma to motarbe. Now, we'll talk about the rest of the cases in the next Mishnah. And let's go through first the mikorot in the Torah for what we just said. Okay, says the Gemara, you said that a shivcha harufa, a shivcha, that the halacha is over there, that your chayab and mezib could be the same exact thing. The Tana Rabbana. So it says over here, the Torah says the Kohen is mechaper on him with this ram that he brings for Korban Hasham. And then it says, Al chatato asher chata, which of course, I mean, is very, very redundant on the sin which he sinned. I mean, it's, all you need to say is on his sin. So this adds sins to sin. In other words, teaches us you bring one Korban for many sins. And then it says, V'nislachlo mechatato asher chata. And he shall be forgiven for the sin which he sinned, which must mean various levels of sin. And this teaches us that even a mezid is kishogeg, is what we think it should say now. A nazir who becomes tameh, and how do we know that a nazir who becomes tameh b'mezid still brings his carbon? What is peta piton? Peta is the lotion of shogeg. And I know that because it says in bepeta below eva hadafo. So peta means that somebody kills over here without any planning. Below eva, he caused his death. Pitom refers to an ones, where like you didn't even know that this was going to be happening. V'cheinu omer, like we find the lashon vayomer Hashem pitom el Moshe. In the Aaron. Here's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach them a lesson, and that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to have any sexual relations is because he's always about to be called. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu embarrasses Aaron and Miriam by calling them right in the middle. So Pitom obviously means without any advance warning. You had no idea this was going to happen. So we see that Pitom means Ba'onis. Tani Idach, there's another bright that points out that Pitom can mean Bemezit. V'cheinu Omer, Arom Ra'a Ra'a V'nistar, Upitaim, apitaim is a lotion of piton. In other words, fools. Fools never expect anything. So whatever happens to them is, oh, duh, I didn't know when you pulled the trigger, that's what happened. So therefore, for a peti, it's always piton. So pitaim avru v'nei nashu. Beautiful, huh? So pitaim avru v'nei nashu. So therefore, piton could even mean mezid. And so wait a minute, so if that's the case, I mean, all you needed to do was leave out the peta, just write pitom, and since we know that pitom can mean any possible configuration, it means shogeg, it means mezid, it means ones. I know it means mezid ones that I just proved to you, but it also means shogeg, because it says fools believe everything. Peti amin l'chol davar, in which case you can persuade a fool that this is mutter, or this is kosher, and he'll do it. That's a shogeg, that's not an ones, and then you can leave out the word peta. Answers the Gemara, well, if the Torah only said Pitaon, which had all the mashma uyot, it was mashma shoge, mashma mezid, mashma ones, I would have said, well, that's all very nice, that's what the word is, mashma, but look, you don't bring a carbon ba'ones, do you? So you don't bring a carbon ba'mezid. In other words, I would apply the typical laws to it. I said, yes, the word means that. Which one of the meanings is reasonable to assume here? I would say that kimaite carbon, he's only going to bring the carbon on the shogeg use of the word. I need a ribui to tell me that the word is meant to add an additional case. Because otherwise I would say, well, follow the norm. Midahaviya Torah kula. But an ones, an amazing, why would you be chayav? Therefore, kadav rachmana peta, to tell me that this particular case is different, and the giluya allah that pitom is the other implications of ones and mezid, afilo hachi, chayav rachmana. The next case we said was Shvuat Ha'idut. How do we know Shvuat Ha'idut is true even B'mezid? Well, because if you take a look at all of the list of the Oil of the Yored, of which Shvuat Ha'idut is one, every single one of them says the word V'ne'elam. Okay? V'ne'elam means you forgot something. It means something was B'shoge. So you tome Mikdash. You eat Kotchen, B'tubat Ha'guf. You make a Shvuat Bitui. All of those other cases of Oil of the Yored says B'ferush V'ne'elam. There's only one that doesn't say V'ne'elam. And that's the case of Shvuat Ha'idut. And Kan lo ne'amar v'ne'elam. Now that obviously sets it aside to say, in this case, you do not need a ne'elam. And therefore, it's l'chayev al ha'mezid kishoge. And Shvuat ha'pikadon, how do I know that? Well, I learned that out from Gzeira Shavah. It uses the same word, techeta, that it does with Shvuat Ha'idut. Chamisha armevim korban echad al avirot harbe. Now let's get on to the next piece. Five cases where you bring one korban, though you did the avera many times, and we only explained two of them so far. One was shivcha, habala shivcha biyot harbe. How do I know that? The Tana Rabbanan, v'chiper alav hakohen ve'el ha'asham al chatato asher chata. So there it says beferish malamich vevi korban echad al averot harbe. This is the same drasha that we brought before when we're talking about mezid kishoge, and it says v'nisach lo mechatato asher chata. That's lasot mezid kishoge. So both are basically learned from the same pasuk. So this is the case of shivcha, who is partially. It's not just someone who sleeps with a shivcha. It's a shivcha necherefet liish, which is a machloket, exactly what the case is, but she is has a relationship with a man that is makes her a partial eshet ish. What we're talking about, and what exactly that case is she chatzi shivcha, chatzi bat choriner. What is the case? That is a machloket elsewhere. Now, yes, but the question is, what is she exactly? That we'll have to see. We'll talk about in its place. Now, I don't understand why you keep saying to be mechayev mezid kishogeg. The pasuk is referring to mezid. But why do I need a ribui of mezid kishogeg? Ask the Gemara. How krokitib be mezid k'tiv? You're right. You're right. I got that backwards. Actually, the main Richie Rabbi Silverman.
After that,
There was actually yes. Maybe that's it. Someone had hypnotized him and told him whenever you hear that word.
You were giving.
Shakol may have been wrong. So you're right. You got it backwards. Actually, it should say the opposite. It should say, "Ema la'asot shogei kebezid." The bezid is the given that you bring the korban hashem for. The way we should have said it all along was that this teaches us that even on a shogei, you still bring your hashem shivcha harufa. Boy, minei Reb Chanina tirna mirabi Yochanan. Let me ask you something. We said that if you sleep with the same shivcha 10 times, you're only chayav one korban. How about if you sleep with 5 different? Shivcha Harufas. How about that? You know, I mean, that's more interesting. Can you get away with bringing one Hashem? The same way. How about Chamesh Shivchot Harufot Alem Echad? Ma. Now, of course, when we use the word Ha'alem Echad, it's a little silly. Because Ha'alem Echad usually means forgetting that it's also. And over here we're talking about the Mezid. You didn't forget anything. So Rashi says we're using this in a borrowed sense. But Ha'alem Echad means before you brought your Korban. When it comes to chat, this means before you knew that you had to bring, before you became chayav in your karma. But over here, it means that it's all before the hakrabas hakarma. So what's the deal over there? Chayav kol achat v'achat, is every one of them a separate karban, or are they only chayav one? Omar lay, so Rabbi Yochanan answered him, you're chayav on each one of them. Oh, darn, said Rabbi Chanina. I mean, why is it any different than the chamesh halamot? Again, halama is a borrowed term, with a single shivcha. Omar Leiser told him, well, you might have noticed that a single shivcha always has the same body, you know, but 5 shvachot seem to have separate bodies. So, ein shivcha achat gufin mechulakim. But 5 shvachot are gufin mechulakim. Well, so, I mean, but how do you know? Yeah, I did notice that. But how do you know that guf mechulak is mechayev separately than a maaseh mechulak? I mean, normally ha'alamot are mechulakim, so, and over here they're not. the borrowed halama. So maybe gufim are not mechatin either. I mean, olam degav shivcha harufa, gufim are muklakim. Omar lay, look, when it comes to arayot, you learned from the word v'isha minidat tumata. And you said, what does that come to me, isha? Obviously, it doesn't refer to a menstruate man. So what are you talking about, isha? Lechalik, I'll call isha v'isha. We learned before, right at the beginning of the Masechta, that each woman who's a nida is b'chayv separately. So gabi shivcha nami, it says, asher yishkav isha shichvat zara. It says over there, v'yishivcha nechrepet l'ish. So isha, obviously, what else is it referring to if it's not a woman? So therefore, it's got to be that isha is also mechalek. Lechalek al kol shivcha v'shivcha. So even though on the one hand the Torah tells me, al chatator asher chata, many averot, but it's all with the same woman. If it's separate women, then each woman is b'chayv, a separate asham. And the second case that was given in our Mishnah was a nazir, who is nitma tumot harbe. Who is the Tana about nazir? Omer of Chista, that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi. The Omer nazirut de tahara mishviyu de chal. I'll explain to you why I say it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi. It's simply because there's no other way to understand it. Why do I say this? There's a machlokus between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudi. On the one hand, and Rebbe on the other, about when a Nazir resumes the count of his Nazirut. Is it on the eighth day when he can bring his carbon, or is it on the seventh day when he finished becoming Tahor, even though he still can't bring his carbon till the next day? The problem is, Rebbe says that he only starts his new Nazirut on the eighth day, in which case the Tuma would have to be the Tuma of a Nazir, but he didn't start that until the eighth day. But if you started your Nazirut on the eighth day, you became Tame, then your first carbon couldn't possibly patter you from the second Tuma, because you were already high on the first carbon before you became Tame. So you can't be going according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudah, there's two different issues. When do you begin your Nazirut, your new Nazirut of Tara, on the seventh day? When do you bring your carbon? On the eighth day. Suppose on the seventh day you became tummy again for your new Nizirut. I mean, there's no point saying you became tummy again for the old Nizirut, which is different. How many times you've got tummy? It's all the same tumah. You didn't finish becoming Torah, so you're still tummy. Obviously, you don't bring a separate carbon for that. So according to Rebbe, there is simply no case where a Nazir would be able to bring one carbon for two tumot, because either it's the same tumah, or he already was chayiv in the carbon before he was able to restart the Nazirut. So how can he use an old carbon to potter a new tumah? You see? And so it's got to be going on the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Nazirut of Tahara, you begin your new Nazirut of Tahara on the seventh day. So then fine, then it works out. Mashkacha, the case would be simply, the guy became Tameh on the seventh day after already having gone through his Hazayah Shlishi Vishvi, and he was Tar now on the Shvi. He started recounting, and now he became Tameh again on the Shvi, and then that happens again and again, no matter how many times it happens. And he goes through Hazayah Shlishi Vishvi, does his haircut, resumes his count, but Kiman Deloy Atzal Sha'a Ruyalak Riba Korban, since it's not yet the eighth day, so when the eighth day comes, and finally at the end of these 3 years of his getting Tameh every time he gets close to his carbon, he's only high of one carbon. But if it's going, I'll leave it a Rebbe. The Rebbe, given the Omer Rebbe, the Zirut, the Tarat, Shmini, lo chay al alay. He can't restart as the Zirut until the eighth day. So if he became Tameh on the seventh day, and again became Tameh on the seventh day, that's not a separate Tumah. That's all one long Tumah, because he didn't restart as the Zirut. And on the other hand, if he became Tameh on the eighth day, well, and again became Tomei the eighth, excuse me, but once he was Yotzeh B'Sha'aru Yalak Rik Korban, once he already had to bring that first carbon, he obviously can't use his old chiv of a carbon to potter himself from a new chiv of a carbon, so then he would be chayev on every single tumah separately. Ela Shmamina, it's clearly only capable of being explained, Ali B'Dur B'Yosef Rabbi Yudah. What is this machlokas? I never heard of it. You always do that to me. You assume I know the machlokas, and then you talk to me about all the dinim. And then I ask you, but could you tell me what it's all about? Yes. I'll tell you, just in case you weren't listening to this recording. The Tanya. Because it does say that the Kohen is also echad chatat, echad olah, v'chiper olav, and then it says, v'kidesh et rosho bayom ha'hu. And on that day, he shall once again make his head holy by not shaving his hair. What is on that day? Says Rebbe, on the day we're talking about. The day of Havat Korbanotav, his eighth day. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Well, then why would you have to say on that day? Obviously on that day. That's what we're talking about, aren't we? You could just say, what do you have to say, Bayomo? Therefore, Bayomo is referred to on the previously mentioned day, the day that he was going to do his tiglachat on, the day that he finished doing his azayah of Shlishi B'Shvi'i on. So it's referring to the Yom HaShvi'i, Yom Tiglachto. Now the other cases, we haven't finished the cases where you bring one carbon for many sins. A person who said to his wife, don't let me see, catch you being alone with Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, and Mr. D. And she gets herself involved with Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, and Mr. D. She still only does one of the sota things with the carbon. And a mitzorah, who had many different nega'im, shenit naga, nega'im harbe, only brings one carbon. And now the Mishnah says something which appears to be contradictory to that. If he brought tziporim, and then he got another nega, that doesn't count, lo alulo. That doesn't count. Achi avi chatato, unless he already brought his carbon chatas. Or Rav Yehuda says, unless he already brought his carbon asham. Now that's the way we think the Mishnah is to be read. In the end, it is not the way that the Mishnah should be read. But it's not totally mad, because remember that the tziporim are not really a carbon. The tziporim aren't brought on the Mizbeach. The tziporim, one is shechted into water, which is sprinkled on him, and then you throw the other one out to go free. So maybe I would think that that's part of like going to the mikveh, you know? So maybe the tziporim you have to do separately. But then, of course, it wouldn't make sense that if you already brought your chatat, that then you wouldn't have to bring tziporim. That is a little bit strange. So we're going to end up with a much more satisfactory explanation of this Mishnah, and we're going to go through the agonizing steps to get there. But first, how do we know that a sota only brings one korban? You know, tektiv zot torat hakana'ut. Torah, I don't care how many times she was warned with how many different people, there's only one carbon sota. And a mitzorah shenit naga, negayim harbe minalan, dechtiv zot torah ta mitzorah, torah achat le mitzorahin harbe. Okay. Then you said, if he brought tziporim and got another nega, lo alulo achevi chatato, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, achevi hashamo. Now wait a minute. Did you not say that ein mevi al korban echad, and now you're saying you do have to bring separate tziporim? Now, the truth is, gentlemen, as I said to you, this seems to be a rather naive question, because obviously the tziporim are not a korban. So what's your question? Yes, if you got another nega, just like he's going to have to go to the mikveh again, so he's going to have tziporim again. What's your problem? The truth is, there's a lot of discussion about this issue among the Achronim. And the fact is that just in the Sifri, if you take a look, there are two separate drashot. One drasha is from Kafsa Achat, Eino Mevi El Korban Achad, and one is from Zot Torat HaMitzorah. And that teaches me that even the Seder HaTorah of the Tziporim is only done once. The Gemara is taking for granted that you understand that both issues are addressed as being only one. And that's why it asks this, even though on the surface it appears to be not much of a question. So when you said you only bring one carbon, which means one group of tziporim as well, and then you turn around and you say, well, if you got another nega, then the tziporim are not going to be yotze. So how do I understand this? Ha'amritan maybe el korban achad. Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah is missing a little piece. Chisurim mechasra v'ahachi katani, what it should have said, is evi tziporim. And then you get a nega. You only have to bring one set of korbanot. But, and here's what it means when it says the tziporim. To define your status about whether you are a rich or a poor mitzorah, and depending on that status, you bring a different type of korban chatas, you should know that the ekbue be'aniyut ba'ashirut, when it says in the Mishnah, hevi tziporim v'dit naga, lo alulo, it doesn't mean it doesn't count. It means it doesn't define you. Lo alu, it doesn't count towards defining you as ani or ashir. So if your status changes, your bank account changes, between the time that you brought the tziporim and you have to bring your korban, chatat, the only thing that defines, lo mikva achi avi chatat. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Achia v'ashamo. And that happens to be a well-known machloket. It's very reasonable to say that that was the machloket the Mishnah is referring to over here. That's nanatam mitzorashe v'ashamo. And then he got rich. Well, then he's going to have to buy a rich chatat. Takol olecha chatat, says Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. If he was poor at the time that he brought his asham, and even though he's rich now, he still brings a cheap asham. He can bring an off as an asham. And therefore, sorry, as a chatas. Everything follows the status as he was at the time of the asham, even if he's rich at the time of the chatas. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov Amir, not like our Mishnah, Hakol Olecha Karatziporim. So our Mishnah is coming to say, Lo Alulo, it doesn't count to defining you until you get to the moment that you're bringing your Chatas, or your Asham, depending on the Shita. Om Rabbi Yonam Arav, you should know that all three Shitot over here, the Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yudah, they all analyze the same Pasuk. And that is the Pasuk Shoshtamik Racha Darshu Asher Lo Tasig Yado, which is the definition of being poor. What point are you poor? B'taharato. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, B'taharato means that which is mechaper from the sin that led you to becoming a mitzorah in the first place, which is your chatas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, B'taharato is the thing that allows you to come and start eating kachim, and that's the Dabar HaMakshiro, which is your asham. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, it's B'taharato. Which thing is necessary as part of the actual process of becoming tahar, like going to a mikveh? That's the tziporim. That is the basis of the three-way machloket over here. Ha'isha sheyaldav ladot harbe. We're continuing on now. How do we have the additional cases? What are the additional cases of bringing one carbon? For many events, a woman who had many children, and she has a daughter, has 80 days, and within the 80 days, see, we can't have a case where she had a son. Because where she had a son, at the end of 40 days, she already has to bring a carbon. But the new conception would have had to be over 40 days old in order to be mechayev of another carbon at the time of the hapalah. And therefore, if she aborted at the same time before the 40th day, forget it. It doesn't have a din of a yomim, that hapalah is not mechayev. But if she started with a female, she's got 80 days, she could have gotten pregnant within the 80 days and had a hapalah within those 80 days. And it would be mechayev a second carbon. So chazravi pilav etot shmonim, another nekeva, and this could keep going, you know. Or you don't have to only have a case of nekeva because she could have aborted twin males, you know. So that would all be a fully formed embryo, but the second one would have been aborted a day later, let's say, within the same 40 days, you know. I mean, they're both maybe full-term infants. So over there, even though it may be two separate leidot, but she's only going to bring one carbon. That's another possible case. Rabbi Yehuda says, now listen, you have to understand, it doesn't work like that. It always only works where there was already a chiyuv of a carbon. She can bring on her first leida, she brings one carbon. She doesn't bring a carbon on the second leida, but then if she had, during that second period, another child, she would bring on the third one, but she wouldn't bring on the fourth one. And we're going to see what this is all about. Basically, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that a birth within the malot doesn't count at all to being mechayev you a karma. It's got to be after a malot. And we'll explain how that's possible in the Gemara. Minol. The Toni Tanakh made a Sheshit. Zot Torah ha'yoledet la'zacharim lekeva means one Torah. I don't care how many vladot there are. Melamed shemiviyah korban echad avladot harbe. You might think she could bring one korban for leida and ziva. Talmud lomar zot. No. Each one is a separate korban. What are you talking about? How would anybody think something so stupid that we would need a pasuk? It's a separate carbon for leida, a separate carbon for ziv. I mean, would you entertain the notion that if she ate dam and she had a child, she would bring one carbon? That would pater both dam and having a child. I mean, an idiot would ask a question like that. So, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Nobody would have ever thought that. sorry, you're right. Let's change that. Sorry. Imahachi. Yochel, you might think al haleida shelif neimalot. You might think that in having a child before the 80 days, and then another child after the 80 days, where she was already chayav in a carbon, You might think you could bring one carbon for many leidot, even though she had already become chayav on a carbon for the first leida. That is zot. No. If she was already yotz on the 81st day, and then on the 82nd day, or even on the 81st day, as we saw earlier, she had a child, of course, she has to bring a separate carbon for a separate leida. We're talking about a leida within the malot yemei tahara, before she had a chance to bring to be chayav in a carbon. Okay, now you said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. She always brings only on the first. She doesn't bring on the second. And what is that supposed to mean? Well, look, when you look into it, it boils down to this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the carbon that she brings is the carbon of the first Vlad. And therefore, the Vlad Rishon is Gorim, since he's saying over here the second one had no malot at all, so that the third one is chayav a separate carbon. So what is he saying? What he's saying is that the Vlad Rishon is Gorim the carbon. From the first birth, she counts 80 days, okay? The third one was born after the 80 days of the first one, by definition. It's only the second one. Now, we understood it until now that you go according to the latest birth, right? So according to Rabbanan, if she had a child within 80 days of the second birth, well, then that's all part of the malot. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. The second one didn't have a malot, because the second one was born during the malot of the first one. And that's the one that is garim the carbon, and it's only that malot that is being counted. We don't start counting again. A birth within the malot of Shmonim Yom does not start a recount. Therefore, the third birth was outside of the malot, and is already chayav because the first birth was completed at the end of 80 days, basically. So even though there was another birth, because the conception took place within that time, a conception within 80 doesn't count bichlal. So from the third one to the fourth one, now the fourth one is not going to bring a carbon, because it's included in the malot of the third one. But you always start at the first one of the series, and that's the one that you're bringing. So when you look into it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vlad Rishon is Goreim, and you count from the Vlad Rishon Moneh. According to the Chachamim, the Vlad Sheni, they say, you're only Chayav one at the end of the series, because they hold, you always start over again. And the first one, which never had the end of Yemei Tar, doesn't have its own carbon. It's included in the last carbon. So it's completely different ways of looking at it. So according to Chachamim, it's always the last Vlad that is Goreim, the last Vlad you start counting. If there was yet another Vlad, a third Vlad, then you start counting again. What do you mean, Keshitim Tzilomar? I mean, Keshitim Tzilomar means, well, after you think about this a lot, you'll realize, my God, I have to think about it a lot. There's no other explanation. Cheetah, I mean, obviously, that's what it's saying. Achita, that's what it says. Don't tell me when you think about it a lot. I'm not stupid. Ah, it's not as simple as you think, my dear friend. Because how about the case of the twins? Mapela to umim itzrichale. Because you might have thought that when it comes to the twins, Rabbi Yehuda would be moda to the Rabbanan that actually you started from the last one. So let's say twin number one was born on Sunday and twin number two was born on Monday. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, look, that's all one birth. I mean, over there, I understand the birth concludes on Monday. So that the 80 days would be counted from the end of the birth. Kamashmalan, then under any and all circumstances, it starts from the beginning. And it's not one long birth. And therefore, here too, it would be defined by the opening and not by the closing. Kamashmalan. Germu kavle kod kodashim achiavi kino. If he prayed a chat shacharit, he can already be ochel kodashim and beref. He brings his other one. Kol akinim shibatorah chat chatat vechadola. But here, both are olot. In the event that he brought chavatom and abeimah, that would be enough. An olah neshlamim is good enough, but a mincha neshlamim is not good enough. Because you can use an animal, even though we said you can bring a bird, that's only la kelalah. And that would mean Ma'atem Ola Ushlamim Avger Ola Ushlamim. So then even if he brought Chavato Achad Ben Abeima, it shouldn't be enough until he brings a Shlamim. No, that's because Amr of Papa, Yesh Lomar, if the Torah is Mar Ben Of, as we're going to see, then Kol Shekein a single Olat Be'ema without a Shlomim, lo Kol Shekein it's enough. Well, Yirach Yafilu Mincha Nami, no. Miet Kro, Kain. Now, how do we know the Of? The Torah Rabbana, Kasher Tasu, Kain Yaseh, Ma'atem Olo Shlomim, Afu Olo Shlomim. And how do I know that even an oath is good enough, even though that's not what was brought on Sinai? Talmud Lomar, Yisher Reach Nichoch LaHashem. What could be called an Yisher Reach Nichoch, which is Kula LaHashem, Have Omer Olat HaOf? If that's the case, a Mincha is also LaHashem. Yochor Shalimar Be'afilu Mincha, Talmud Lomar, Kain. Now, Tanya Ira, Yaseh Yisher Reach Nichoch LaHashem, Shomeani Kosho Lalo Yeshimi even a mincha, Tamadomaka, Sherta Su Kenyase. Just like you brought Mine Damim, Afe Mine Damim. Now, if you will taina, but there it's not only Mine Damim, it's Dafka and Ola and a Shlamim. Maybe every ger has to bring both Ola and Shlamim. Tamadomar Kachem Kager Yelachem. Lachem Shetib. Velola Korbanotechem. Rabbi Omer, this also means kachem ki avotechem. Just like avotechem lo nichlesu lebrita la b'mila utvila v'artza adam, afheim lo yikansu lebrita la b'mila utvila v'artza at damim. And why do I say two birds? Because lavi preda achat yefshar shalom atzinu b'chol haTorah kula v'lo v'atanya v'yikrivo matam lomar lafi shenemar b'torim in the previous pasuk. V'hikriv, and there it was talking about two Torim. Shomeani, that Omer Hare Alay Olat HaOf is limited to bringing a minimum. Havlo Yivchot Mishnei Predim, Talmud Lomar V'hikrivo, Lashon Yachid, Afilo Preda Achat. Yeah, okay, that's in the Dova. I'm talking about a Chova, okay? The Ger has to bring a Chova. So Chova, Mi'alo Ashkechan. Well, why not? How about a Yoledet? A Yoledet brings a single Ben Yonah or a single Torah for her Chata? Yes, but that's because she's also bringing a Keves as an Ola. So that's Rishum Deika Keves Bada. Oh, my ma. Ma avotechem lo nechlesu labrit, ela, I don't know where you got that from. I mean, Mila, yes, it says beferish in the Torah. Ki mulim ayu kol ha'am hayotzim, and as Yechezkel points out, ve'avor alayich, ve'reich mitbasizit b'damayich, ve'yom alach b'damayich chayi, and there it calls it b'dam briteich. But where do we get the idea that the tefillah, that I don't understand. Tefillah minolah. Oh, sorry. Hazayah, skip rather. Hazayah, how do I know? Hartza'at damim, that's because it says Vayishlach Nare Bnei Yisrael. But tefillah minal, dichtiv, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Vayizrok al ha'am, Vein hazayah v'lo tefillah. Elo me'ata, inda daleka korban, lo nekabel gerim at all. Omre v'achar v'yakov. Well, it says v'chi yogur itchem gera shavetuchem ledorotechem. Tana Rabbanan, Ger Bizman Hazeh, Tzorek Shiyafrish Rova Lekino. Omer Rabbi Shimon, but you should know that Kvar Nimna Lav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and he was betaken to be Mevatla. Mipnei HaTakala, Omer Rabbi Rabbi Gershom, Omer Rabbi Rabbi Rava, Halachak Rabbi Shimon. V'hiket Amatil Al Hada, Tana Rabbanan, Ger Toshav Mutar La'asuk Melacha B'Shabbat La'atzmo, Kisro B'Kol HaShomoy. Rabbi Akiva said, not quite. Kisro B'Yomter. Rabbi Yossi says, Ger Toshav Oseh B'Shabbat La'atzmo, Kisro B'Kol. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echa Ger Toshav, Echa Ovet Kochavim, Echa Evet V'Amah Toshavim, Osim Melacha B'Shabbat La'atzmam, Kisro B'Kol. Elu mevin al azadon kisho gega ba'al shifcha nazir shenitma shvuat ha'edut, shvuat ha'pikadon. Chamisha mevin korban echad al avirot harbei v'chamisha mevin korban ole v'yored. Elu mevin korban echad al avirot harbei ha'ba'al shifcha biyot harbei and a nazir shenitma tumot harbei. Ha'ba'al shifcha, how do we know that it's azadon kisho gega? The Tanur Rabbanu v'chiper alav ha'kohen be'ela al-nazir, be'ela al-sham, al-chatato asher chata, melamed shemivi korban achad, al-averot harbei. And it says, v'dislach lo mechatato asher chata, that's also osek shogeg, kemezid. Nazir shenitma minola. It should say at this point mezid kishogeg, even though in the end it really ought to say shogeg kemezid as we saw. Nazir shenitma minola. Dechti. V'chi amud meitalav v'peta piton. A peta is a shogeg. V'chein omer im v'peta b'lo eva hadafo. Pitom is ones. V'chein omer v'yomer Hashem pitom el Moshe. Now there's a bright that points out that pitom also means amazing. V'chein omer arom ra'ara avinistar. Whereas pitaim of Reuven and Asher, the ones is only amazing. Ah, you'll say nichtov krop pitom, which could be mashma shogeg, mashma amazing, mashma ones. I mean amazing ones we already showed you, but I left out the fact that it's also mashma shogeg. Dikti peti amin l'chol davar. So then I could just write pitom and I don't write peta. Ah, he cut off krop pitom, the mashma shogeg, mashma amazing, mashma ones. I would have said, okay, that's all very nice, that's what it's mashma, but clearly the case of hava at korban is only b'shogeg, like the rest of the Torah. Mirid avia Torah kula, but an oni is an amazing name alone. Therefore, I had to have a ribui of peta to tell me shogeg to be megala that even in this case the pitom means oni is amazing. Nafilachi chiyev rachmana shvat edut minolan. Tana rabbana bekulam neemar v'neelam. The kano neemar v'neelam to teach me that you're chayev on mezid kishogeg. In the end, we're going to switch it to shogeg to mezid. Shuata pikadon minolam. Yolif techta tetra mishvata edut. Chamisha mevim korban achar al avirot harbei. Okay. Haba shivcha biyot harbei. How do we know that case? Tad rabbanon, as we saw already, really. Agav the other than a mezid kishogeg. Vichi per alav akoim be'ala hasham. Al chadato asher chata. Malamik shvivi korban achar al avirot harbei. Manislach mo mechadato asher chata. Lasot mezid kishogeg. Now, wait a minute. The pasuk is written about a mezid. Okay, sorry. I meant lasot shogeg mezid. How about Abba Chameshi for a kot harifot, harufot, behelem echad, mau? Chayava kolachad veachad, oino chayava kolachad veachad. I'm like, chayava kolachad veachad. Well, why is this any different than Chamesh biot b'shivcha achad? I'm like, that's because one shivcha usually only has one body. And so, ein shivcha achad gufin muchotim. But five shvachot have different bodies. Minolam, the gabi shivcha a guf is enough to be machalek. Amalei, well, by arayot it said by nida isha v'nida tumata lechalek al kol isha v'isha separate bodies. So here gabi shivcha nami it says asher yishkav et isha shichvat zara v'hi shivcha nechrefet leish lechalek al kol shivcha v'shivcha nazir shenitva tumot habei. This works out, Montana said, Rapista only Alibrabias Rebute. Because according to him, the Nizirut of the Tahara, which allows for a new Tumah, can start on the Yom HaShvi'i, which is before you already Chayav the Korban. So, Mishvi'i L'Chayav HaMashkach L'Kon Shnitva B'Shvi'i, after bringing your Korbanot, after doing not your carbon, I'll take that back. After doing Azayah Shlishi Vishvi, after doing your haircut, and then you were Chazav Nitman Shvi, but since you never got to the eighth day, B'taira, Kivin Ol Yotza Vishah Ruyalak Riba Korban, you can bring one carbon for many times if this happens. But if it would be going according to Rebbe, since according to Rebbe, given that Rebbe Nizirut, the Tahara only starts on Shmini, so there, if that's the case, if he was Nitman the Shvi and was Chazav Nitman the Shvi, it's irrelevant because it's all one long Tumah because you never got out of your Tumah to start your new Nizirut. But if it was Nitman Bishmini because of Nitman Bishmini, how would one carbon potter it? Given the Yatzah Sha'aru Yalak Ribba Korban, he was already Chayav on each one separately. The only way it works out, Ishmaimah, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What is this Machlok? Is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya? V'kideshet Roshot. By Yom Ahu. What is that Yom Ahu? Says, well, what do you mean, what is it? It's the eighth day. Yom Avat Korbanotah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yom Ahu is referring to the previous day, which is Yom Tiglakto. Hamikaneli Yishtoya De Anashim Arbe, or Mitzorah, Shinit Nagan Negaim Arbe. These cases also only bring one Korban. But if the Mitzorah was Evitzium Tziporim, and then Naga again, then Lo Alulo, Achevichatato, Rabbi Yehuda says, Okay, starting with the Sotah min al-Dichtiv Zotarata Kanaut, Torah achat for many kinuyim. Mitzorah shenit naga nega imar be-minalan, Tehseiv Zot Torata Mitzorah, Torah achat Mitzorah inar be. Yes, yes, but then you contradict yourself. You say, Evit Ziporim v'nit naga, lo alulo, Achevi chatato. Rabbi Romer, Achevi ha-shomo. V'amret, Eno mevi el-korban echat. Make up your mind. Tetsura mechas. Okay, Ketani. But when it comes to the question of l'akbuye ba'aniyut ba'ashirut, that the tziporim do not define. Lo mikba achi avi chatato, or Rabbi Yehuda says achi avi hashamo. And in fact, nanata mitzora she'avi hashamo ve'ashir hakol holech achar chatat. Divrei Rebbe Shimon, which is that the scenario. Rebbe Yehuda Merakol Olech Achar Hashan. Tan Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov Merakol Olech Achar Tziporin. Not like our Mishnah as we just defined it. On Rebbe Yehuda Merav, you should know that Shloshtam Mikra Hakadoshu. Asher Lo Tasig Yado, which is Aniyut, Bitaharato. What is the meaning of Bitaharato? Rebbe Shimon Sova Davar Mechapro, which is his Chatat. Rebbe Yehuda Sova Davar Bachshirot, Eat Kodesh, and that's his Hashem. Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer Davar Gorim Lo Tahara, Umanino Tziporim. Aisha Shiyalda Vladot Arbe Vipila Betok Shmonim Nekeva, Chazra Vipila Betok Shmonim Nekeva, and so on. Or you could have a case of Zicharim where she was Matala to Omim. Rabbi Yonamer, you always bring Al Rishon and never Al Ashniyah, and therefore she would bring a new carpet for the Shlishi. She just wouldn't bring a carpet for the Revi. Minolan the Tanakam and Kameder Reb Sheshet Zot Torah Tayoledet La Zakar Land Keva Melamed Shemiviya Korban Achat Avladot Arbe. Yocho, she could bring one carpet for Leda and Ziva. Talmud Lomar Zot, you gotta be kidding. Out of your mind, would you consider maybe also she should bring only one korban? Sorry, okay, I take it back. Oh, zot. Well, if you look into it deeply enough, you'll see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Vlad Rishon Gorem, and you count from the Vlad Rishon. According to Chachomim, Vlad Sheni Gorem, and you count from the Vlad Sheni. What do you mean, Kishetim Tziloma? What do you think, I'm an idiot? Any fool can see that. Cheetah, that's what it says, doesn't it? Oh, does it? And how about Mapelet to Omim? That you wouldn't have noticed, my dear friend. And there, it's circling, because Sakata Kamina, that maybe the Mapelatomim Rabbi Yehuda's mother, that's all one long birth to the Rabbana. Kamash from even Mapelatomim starts, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the first day.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Okay, we're holding today on Kritut Daf Tet, but we personally are still on Chet Amud Bet, the two dots on the third of the long lines. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Gerev Mechusar Kippurim. So the Tanakam in our Mishnah listed only four Mechusrei Kapara. Zav, Zav, Yoledet, Mitzorah. Yesterday we explained why it is, thank you, that a Zav and a Zav are listed separately, and the Mitzorah includes both the male and the female, even though there's certain separate dinim. And today we want to get to the last part of the Mishnah, which is the Machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, about whether we ought to list Ger and Nozir also as being included in the Mechusrei Kapara. The Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita is that a ger is literally a Mechusar Kapara, and that he's not allowed to eat kosher until he brings a korban, which is the equivalent of a Metaher korban for Yisrael, and at that point he's allowed to eat kosher. Tanakama, my time alo tani ger. Why doesn't the Tanakama list ger? Because kikatani midam de mishrei lemechal bekodashim ger kikamaisi korban laachshuri nafshei lemeil bekahalu. Because, says the Tanna Kamma, the idea of mechusrei kapara is to bring a korban which is matir you in achilas kachin. But the purpose of the ger's bringing a korban is to make him kosher to be ole b'kahal. Now, major, major machlokasim as to what the meaning of this is. The Tosis takes it literally to mean to be matir him b'kahal, in other words, to marry a Yisraeli. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, so what do you do if there's no Beit HaMikdash? That means that a Ger B'Zmana said we can't be Makaba. In Tosis' terms, can't be Makaba to marry Yisraeli. We learn from a Pasuk, the Dorot Echem, that if you cannot bring such a carbon, then there is no such issue. The Rambam, interestingly, changes his Pirush between the Pirush HaMishnayot and later in the Yad HaChazakah, Mishneh Torah. So here, he understands the Machlokas to be the question as to whether there is an iser of achilas kachin. The Tanna Kamma is saying, look, since the only mechusrei kapara is the gabei achilat kodashim and a ger is allowed to eat kodashim, we can't miss the mechusrei kapara. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that it is coming to be matir be achilat kodashim. In Mishneh Torah, fantastically, he actually paskins that there's no machlokas about whether there's an Isra of Achilat Kodashim. He says, indeed, it's Osir, even according to the Tanna Kamma. The machlokas between the Tanna Kamma here and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the question of how we view the functionality of the Korban. According to the Tanna Kamma, the purpose of the Korban is the Hashlamat HaGerut. Once there's Hashlamat HaGerut, then by definition, he becomes Mutar Lechol B'Kodashim. And that's what's meant by Lemeil B'Kahal, to become fully Yisrael. Once he's fully Yisrael, he's automatically kosher now for Achilat Kodashim. But as long as he doesn't bring his Korban, it's not that there's an Isra of Achilat Kodashim, it's that he's not yet included in the Heter of Achilat Kodashim that is given to Yisrael. But it's not a din like a Tuma din, which are the other Mechusrei Kapara. And therefore, he understands the word Lameil B'Kahal in the sense of to get the total Shleimut of Kedushat Yisrael.
Every ger has to bring
the korban, even Bizman Hazer. We'll see that there used to be, until they were mavatal in the Gemara, there used to be a time in which they needed to deposit money in a safe deposit box in order that it be available immediately to be matir them, according to Tosis. If they got married, the moment the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, they can't sleep with their wives, because they're also Lameil B'Kahal, therefore they need their money right away to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. We're going to have a whole daf of Gemara on this, man. It's lots of fun coming up. Oh, yes, indeed. We have lots to look forward to. So, therefore, the machlokas is over in the function. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, now Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that we should also list nazir. And he says, okay, why is that? The point of the Nazir, I understand, is that he's matir, mishrei nafshem. It's not that the Nazir was also to Kachima, obviously. It's that the Nazir brings the korban out to be matir himself in tiglachat, shtiyat yayin, to malamitim. He's calling that also mechusrei kapara. So if that's the case, why doesn't he say separately a Nazir tamei? Nazir tamei also is bringing a korbanot to complete his Seder of Nazirut. Okay, but even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kikamaiti Korban Lameich Alalei Nazirut B'Tahara Odomai. The Meiv, he's only bringing the Korban now to begin the Nazirut of Tahara. It makes absolutely no difference to be matir him in anything. It's not as if it's matir him in Achiyad Shtiyad Yayin or in Tumah or anything like that. So even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mechusrei Kapara, it's not just a Korban that begins now a new Tkufa in life. Mechusrei Kapara is something that actually is matiyu. Normally, it's matiyu v'achilat kodashim, as the Tanna Kamma points out. Or it can be matiyu in other dinim that you were prevented from having for some other sibah in the halakha. Over here, it's not matiyu at all, and therefore he agrees we don't list separately the nazir tameh. Tanna Rabbanan. Ger mu'ukad lechol b'kodashim achi avi kino. A ger is not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his cane. So in other words, he's supposed to bring two birds. But suppose a vi prida achat shacharit, ochel b'kodashim l'erev. He springs one bird out of the two in the morning,
That evening he can already eat kosher. Now obviously there's no din of tzvul yom or anything like that. I mean, what's that for? Wait for the evening. Doesn't make any sense. There's never a din of waiting for the evening, unless that's the tefillah, which is not what we're talking about here. So basically the meaning of the Gemara is, if the man walks into the Beit HaMikdash and pays for his birth, they used to have a ticket counter where you bought the birth, and then that ticket was put into a pile, and the Kohen would take the birds based on the tickets would be marked for you. By the time the evening came around, you could be certain that your bird was Mount Mukrav. That's all that it means. Now, obviously, if he was actually standing there and he saw the remark of his bird at that moment, he's already about to eat kosher.
Is this the korban I'm talking about?
This is the korban of the ger. Kol hakinim shebat Torah echat echatat veechad ola kan shtehen olot. Normally, when the Torah is mechayev a kain, one of them is a korban chatat, and one is a korban ola. We find all over wherever we have a chiyuv of tinim. This is unique in that both of his birds are olot. If he wants to bring a vichovato min habehima, he can bring a korban min habehima. If he brings a korban olan, a korban shlamim, it would also be yotze. It doesn't have to be two birds. But if it would be a mincha v'shlamim, a lo yotze. Now even though it says ola u'shlamim, which he doesn't really have to bring a shlamim, but it's mentioning the shlamim in order to contrast it to mincha v'shlamim. Now, the mincha v'shlamim is you're not yotze. So in other words, the point over here is that the korban has to be an ola of some kind, of kuloya, an ola sa'ol, fine, an ola sa'ol, fine, but not a mincha. And it's not enough that it should be a behema because it's a shlamim. There's a beautiful, again, a beautiful brisker chiddush in the ola v'shlamim. Because it's interesting, the Rambam mentions, in one place he only talks about an oila, in another place he talks about oila v'shlamim. Why would he talk about oila v'shlamim? So he brings from the posik of Yitro. By Yitro it says that he brought ola u'zvachim l'ashek. So he says that ola v'zvachim was a korban ager, because v'yichad Yitro, right? So the din over here is that the shlamim, even though it's not a chiyah, the chiddush is that whatever he's bringing, bishah, that is nichnas, the brit, is kalul with his ola, even though it's not a chiyah, and it has a din of a korban ager. The only reason, lo'amru kain, the only reason they said that the ger has to bring a bird is la'akel. I mean, it's because the Torah was not mechayev a particular korban. We'll see it was mechayev bringing something that goes kulo la'ashem. And therefore, that's okay, so bring a bird. The only problem is, there's no such thing as bringing one bird. Because every place we look in the Torah, we'll see it's always two birds. So no matter if you're going to bring a bird, you have to bring two birds. Another beautiful, beautiful brisket to could have. If the din is two birds, I was a yotze, one bird, if he brings a premium. If you're telling me the Torah only says to bring two birds, so then that's not a proper carbon to bring. He didn't bring his carbon. What's tried? He brings one, it's enough, and that evening he can already be out of a kachu. No, he doesn't bring a chatas, only an oila. That's what we just said. And normally it's an oila and a chatas. By the carbon I carried, both are oilas. So how could he be answered with one oila if there is two oilas? So again, it's two dinim. Obviously. What are the two dinim? There's a halacha in what the korban is, how it's defined. And there's a halacha how the korban is brought. The fact that you need damim, it's enough, an oil sa'ov. The problem is you cannot bring an oil sa'ov unless it's part of an ultimate cain. Fine, so bring a cain. But the point is, the moment that you were makriv, the first bird of the cain, you were makriv an oil, and that's fine. It's not that there's a chiyuv in that your oil has to be two birds. There's no other way to bring the oila of a bird except to bring the other bird too. So b'meila, there's two separate dinim over here. Fine. Now how come we said, I mean, if you're telling me that the cain is basically a choice to be makil on him, I mean, well, how does this work? If a mincha shlamim doesn't work, why do we know that? Ma'ishna mincha b'shalom delo yatsa. Because it says, ka'asher ta'asu kain ya'aseh. So in other words, the same way that's the din now of Gerut. Yogur Itchem Ger. Kasher tasu ken yaseh. So what does that mean? Ma'atem, just like you made on Har Sinai an Eila and a Shlomim, because it says Vayizbechu Zvachim and then Shlomim Lashem, so therefore you too should have to be Afatern Avgera Lav Shlomim. So if that's the case, why do we say that it would be enough to bring over here a behema? If we're learning it out of the pasuk, and you use that pasuk to tell me that a mincha doesn't count, so you might as well then go all the way and say that hevi chovato achat min habehema lo tiskeh l'pegabeh. Bringing one carbon from the behema is not enough, because it should say that kasher tasu ken yaseh. So why? I mean, if we brought two carbonas on our Sinai, which was essentially the gerut of Klal Yisrael, so then he is supposed to be the way we were on our Sinai. Where are his two carbonot? You said if he wants to bring an oilo, that would be fine. Now, why is it fine? Omer of Papa, what do you mean, why is it fine? No, but everyone was sprinkled. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zarek Adam on Klal Yisrael. So, I mean, if you get 100 Geirim, maybe in Efinam, they could all go together. Omer of Papa, because look, if Yeshua Marla Ofis Rabbi Los Behema Lo Kosher, I don't understand what your question is. We obviously are going to need to find a Riboy, which we will be looking at in a moment, as to why an Ola Sa'of would be sufficient, since that's not what was brought on Har Sinai. But whatever that Riboy is, I mean, if an Ola Sa'of is enough, of course an Ola Behema is enough. So whatever's going to teach us, Ofot is going to tell us that you don't need to bring Dafka to Shlomi. Ah, well, if that's the case, this is what I've been basically aiming at, so then why not Mincha also? Because once you bring Marba, so bring Marba, even a carbon, Mincha, filo Mincha Nami, no. Miet Kro Kain. Kain Taz, so means you ask me the same type of thing. So then, I mean, again, so then how do you know a bird is okay? Va'ov hechit Rabbi, Tanu Rabbana. Kasher Tazu Kain Yaseh. Ma atem olau shlamim, afu olau shlamim. Shneemar kachem kager. Minayin l'rabot et ha'of. How do we know that even an oaf would be sufficient to be yotzi l'chiv of the ger? Talmud lomar isha reach l'chorach l'Hashem, eze davar shekulo l'Hashem, avi omer olat ha'of. Why do you need to say, oh, isha reach l'chorach l'Hashem? It already said that you have to bring kachem kager to be marba that which is kuloi l'Hashem, and an oilas oaf is kuloi l'Hashem, meaning the Kohen gets absolutely nothing from it, because even in olas behema, the Kohen at least gets the or. If you're adding that it's l'Hashem, then you're telling me there are karbonas that are allowed for the ger, which are kuloi l'Hashem, and that's an olas oaf where nobody gets anything except the mizbeach. Yachosha nimar be'afilu mincha. You might think, therefore, that a mincha, and Tosfos explains, obviously a mincha, a normal mincha would not be kulo l'Hashem, so how could we have thought to be marba even a mincha? Tosfos says the mincha that's meant over here is the minchat nesachim. Minchat nesachim is brought entirely on the mizbeach, and the Kohen isn't given anything. So maybe he could bring that, tabad lomar kein. Therefore, it says it has to be similar to the type of carbon that was brought on Har Sinai. It needs to be, in other words, Hatzad damim, not just the carbon. Tanya Yidach, there's another brisa that says, Yaseh Shereach Dichorach LaHashem. So it says over there that the ger should bring the cream, the oil is the Yishereach Dichorach LaHashem. You might think that that means any Yisheh, Yochashani Marba Koshal Ele Yishim, Afilu Mincha. That's why it had to say Kasher Tasu Ken Yaseh. Ma'atem minei damim, af hem minei damim. So it has to be something that has blood. Ah, you will say, if that's the case, why not go all the way and say, Kasher ta'asu, ma'atem olau shlamim, af hem olau shlamim dafka? Talmud lomar, kachem kager yihye lachem hikshetiv v'lo lekorbanotechem. To you, he is similar in the sense of that which was required for you, which was the Zrikas Adam that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But not to the particular Karbanot. I mean, otherwise, what does that say? Kachem Kager? It already says, Ken Ta'asu. So therefore, just like Avotechem, Lo Nichnasu L'Brit, Ela B'Mila U'Tfila V'Harsa'at Tamim, just like Yisrael
needed in order to become Gerim. They needed Mila, which we saw immediately after by Yetziat Mitzrayim, Kimulim Kol Ha'am. They needed Tfilah, as we'll see, because you cannot do the Zrika. There's never Hazoya without a Tfilah before, anywhere in the Torah. And over here it says Moshe Rabbeinu was Mazeh Al Ha'am. So there needed to have been Tfilah. And there was Hartzad Damim. Afem lo yikatsu lo b'tel v'mila v'tfilah v'haratza'a tabim. Damim. Ah, you'll say, so if that's the case, we're just looking for the minimum, so why can't you just bring one bird? I mean, why does it say you have to bring two birds that are almost? Because la'vi pridachat yefsha shalom atzinu b'chola Torah kula. Who ever heard of a single bird that's brought? So by definition, yes, we'd like to be mako as much as possible, but it has to be the tzura of hakrava that we find in the Torah. So lom ruken elala hakel alav, and that's the most we can do. That insert really doesn't belong here. I don't know what it's doing here, but I don't know why nobody takes it out. But it's
the cheapest carbon.
Yeah, cheapest carbon that will work. A mincha won't work, so the cheapest dam you can bring. But again, this piece I really don't think belongs here at all. Asks the Gemara of Allah, what do you mean lom atzinu b'chola Torah kula, that you could bring one bird? Why not? Why does it say over here by the Eilas Ha'ov, where it's talking about over there that the list of Yimolak Karbanomach and the Davot, and it says over there Vihikrivo, why stress Vihikrivo? What's wrong with Vihikriv? Levishenema betorim Vihikriv Shomei ani Omer Arei Alai Olat Ha'ov Lo Yivchot Mishnei Pridim. Since the Torah, when it defines the Chiyav of a chovah, it always talks about bringing two. So you might think that even somebody who makes a nedavah or a neder, he's mechayev himself an oath, would have to be two. So yochol shomei ani, I might think that Omar Rei Alai Olato, he has no choice but to bring two. Talmud Amar hikrivo, even one afilu prida achat. So what are you telling me? There's no such thing as bringing another self from one bird. So why can't we just say the gear has to bring episcorbon? Okay, episcorbon is one of those oath. No, but this is a chiyav and chovah mi'alo ashkecha. There's no such thing as an individual who brings one olas oath that he has to bring. Make a net or anything you want. Well, wait, what about a yoledet? Oh yeah, a yoledet can choose to bring either a ben yonah or a tor. And one of those is a chata. So it means one bird works as a chovah. So if you're the chovah, is an ola. One bird should work as a chovah ola? No. Come on. That's because she's bringing a behema with it. She can't afford a chata, so she can bring an ola. A bird, I mean. But what are you telling me that by itself, since she's bringing a keves, that keves allows her now to bring one bird? Omar Mark, now you said, you said that there were three things. We needed to have Mila, Tvila, Varatza'at Amim. Okay, Mila, I understand. It says, Beferush, Mulima Yuchola Amayot Tzivim Mitzrayim. And it also talks about at the moment of the Asiyas Korban HaPesach, the Avora Laya Vered Medbot says it, Bidamayach, Womarlach, Bidamayach Hayi, Bidamayach Hayi, which is two different Damim. The Dam of the Pesach, the Dam of the Mila, not bad, Barney. It's adding 10% a day. If your rent would go up by the same amount, it would be disastrous. How do we know Hartza'at Amin? It says, Vayishlach et Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, and so on, and the Wizorik B'dam. But Tvila? How do we know Tvila? Because it says, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adav Vayizrok Al Ha'am. That's a type of hazah that's being done. You sprinkle it towards that. Hazah always, b'liyot semen akwal, occurs in the Torah together with tefillah. And therefore, ain hazah, below tefillah, we take it for granted. So wait a minute. So the mi'ata, if that's the case, then even nowadays, the leka korban, lo nekabel giri? If this is an ikar din in Geirut, so how are we mekabel gerim nowadays? Now, according to Tosfos, the question over here is, how are we mekabel gerim that they should be able to marry? Because he understands the kenisa lekahal is marriage. Right? The others will have to understand the Gemara literally. How do we know it to be mekabel gerim that these are essential items? Even though before we said it's only nogea his kenisa lekahal according to the Tanakhama,
But especially with Ranan is learning, Kenisa Bakal means the Hashlam of Kedushas Yisrael. So then he's not really a ger. So maybe the Torah is as central as the Tefillah is, or as central as the Milah. We would never say that the person is a ger without Milah the Tefillah. So how do we know, asks the Gemara, we can be Makabah ger? Omer Abakabah Yaakov, because the whole parsha that we've been discussing about Kasher Aser Ken Yaseh and so on begins with V'chi Yagur Itchem Ger. This Ki Yagur Itchem Ger, the Torah goes on to explain when Ki Yagur Itchem Ger. O Asher B'tochachem L'dorotechem. Why does it say L'dorotechem? Well, I think there's a difference. Ah, the Kiddush is that it's L'dorotechem Afil B'zman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayam. Therefore, don't think that those things that are dependent on the Beit HaMikdash are Ma'akev L'doretz. Tana Rabbanan Ger B'zman Hazeh Tzorch Yifrish Rov Alekino. A ger should have a safety deposit box in which he sets aside the money for his cane, so that at least, according to Tosis, he has to be matir himself immediately in his wife. Because the moment it becomes possible to bring his carbon, if he doesn't bring his carbon, then he's bu'ukav bilavo bekahal. So we don't want it to be forgotten. This should be something that is eimei kenegedei kol hayomim. This is the famous story I mentioned that happened in this room. The question of the suffix. Remember, we had a whole discussion about the pidyon aven suffix, a child, where Rav Salant had him make a big sign that when I will become a godel, I will be greater myself, and it made a little necklace that he wore, and the sign that was on the wall, because there was no one left from his family never. And it was better than that Bevdin should do it. It was then that the boy has to do it. But now he's a kohen. So from here we have the same halacha. It's something that the chiyuv becomes forgotten. What he's going to be 50 years old. He's going to be 40 years later. He's going to remember now that he has to bring a cargo. I think it's fulfilled. Therefore he should set it aside in a safe deposit box. On Reb Shimon, they were levatovis. Reb Yochanan and Zakkai was nimelav ubitlam ibnei atakala. It's too easy to come l'day mi'ila. Once he makes this already roi l'kino, that's a disaster. Carry around kachim nowadays. Omer vidi bar gershom arvada bar ava, halokha k'rabishim. That's how we pask, and a gersh should not set aside the money. V'ikin amatsi la'al hada, there's some who've learned this psak, that halokha k'rabishim, was not a reference to Rabbi Shimon's mentioning the Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. It was going on a different din about Geirut, very fascinating din. To Tana Rabbanan, Ger Toshav, Mutar La'asot Melacha B'Shabbat La'atzmo Ki Yisrael B'chol HaShomoi. Fantastic halacha. Rashi brings Dafkin in Yevamos that since it says B'Yinafesh Ben Amatech V'Hager. What's the chat? V'Hager. No, no, yeah, Ger is chayv in anything. What's the Ger? So he says Ben Amatech V'Hager is the chat. That even a ger toshav, since he was mekabel on himself sheva mitzvah b'nei noach includes avodah zarah, but a mechalal of the shabbatot is kilo aved avodat kochavim. So he has to show some level of kavod for Shabbos. What is that level of kavod for Shabbos? He can do malacha as if it's chol hamoed. In other words, he's not supposed to keep the bris of Shabbos, but he still has to be mechaber Shabbos. So just like a yisrael on chol hamoed, he learned that there's only drabonim. So on Chol HaMoed, you should do that. The type of malachas that Yisrael would do on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva says, no, more than that. Like a Yisrael on Yom Tov. He can cook, he can carry, malachas on Chol Nefesh and so on, but he keeps it like it's Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ger Toshav Oseh B'Shabbat Latzmok Yisrael B'Chol. He treats Shabbos K'chol L'Chol Dovah. It's only Legabi what he does L'Yisrael. In other words, he doesn't do work for Yisrael on Shabbos, but Le'atzmo he can do. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Ger Toshav, Echad Ovek Yochavim, Eved, Be'ama Toshavim, Osin Malacha B'Shabbat La'atzman, not B'Shvila Yisrael, Ki Yisrael B'chol.
Eved,
yeah, of course.
Eved, Toshavim
it's talking about, where we haven't made them yet. We haven't made them. They're like hired hands.
Yeah,
No, yeah, no, he's not. He's not yet a kosher. He's a hired hand for a while. We're not allowed to keep him unless he's in. Elu Nevi'im al Hazadon Kishogeg. We saw before, we have a list of those who may be Karbanas. We started al Hazadon Kishogeg in the previous Mishnah. This is the safe of the original Mishnah. There were two clauses in the original Mishnah. Four people that are Mukhusre Kapora, four people that are Nevi'im al Hazadon Kishogeg. We listed the four Mukhusre Kapora in the first Mishnah. Now, in its continuation, we're now saying, and these are the ones that are Nevi'im, the four who bring a carbon, whether they do the act b'mezid or b'shogeg. Haba al shifcha, this is a reference to a shifcha necherefet, which is the whole machlokas, what precisely that is, where there was a mixed kedushin, and she was necherefet le'ish, someone in the kaddish, and she was shifcha chatzi baschorin, whatever, that's not important to us here. What's important is the carbon. Nazir shenitma, and whether he was metami himself, amazing, makes no difference, he would still bring his karbonis. Shvuat ha'idut is where someone demands that you testify for him, and you deny knowing testimony. That doesn't matter whether you knew the testimony, or you knew that it was usur to swear that you don't have testimony, and so on. And shvuat ha'pikadon is where someone denies owing money to someone, and makes a shvuah to that effect. When he comes to pay him, he also has to bring a korban asham. Chamisha mevi'im korban echad al avirot harbei, v'chamisha mevi'im korban ola v'yoreh. Another two kolim minyonim in the dinim of korbanos. Five people would bring a single korban, no matter how many times they're over on the avera, despite the fact that there was yediyah and so on, which is different than other chataot. And five of the people are chayev a chatas. That's not a normal chatas, a kispur, a seira, but rather they're given the opportunity of bringing according to their financial means. Either they bring a behima, or if they can't afford it, they bring the ofot, or if they can't afford that, they bring the minchat chote. And elu mevim korban achad al avirot harbe, the opening of the last two cases in the Mishnah. The following are the ones who bring one korban, no matter how many averes they did. Abba ala shibcha biyotarbe, nazir shenitma tumotarbe. So someone who sleeps with a shibcha many times, we'll see whether this is true, if he's got a whole row of shibchas, whether that's true that it's the avera or it's the person, we're going to ask that. And a nazir that was nitmana, that immediately strikes you as being a little bit strange. I mean, it's all one tumah. It was still tamei. And if he was already not tamei, so then why wasn't the korban already chal at that moment, like the case of the woman on the well, you know, shmoni v'ach? And then we're going to have to finesse the case over here to figure out exactly where you would be in between those two things. Okay, let's take the first one, habala shibcha. So you say that habala shibcha now at the beginning of the Mishnah is chayev, even though he does it b'mezid, he still brings a carbon. We know that. The Tana Rabbanan b'chiper alav ha-kohen be'el ha-hasham al chatato asher chata. I mean, obviously. So the point over here is chatato asher chata, doesn't matter what his chet was, as far as we see it, it's asher chata. No matter how many times he did it, this is the chet that he did. Melamed shebivi korban echad al avirot harbe. And then it repeats, v'nislach lo mi-chatato asher chata. I mean, what else is the point? That's lasot the mezid kishogeg. Actually, it ends up needing to be what it says here, shogeg to mezid. Gemara is going to point out that the case that's given is the case of mezid, not shogeg. Because in the context of that parasha, it says bikoret tihiyeh. Bikoret tihiyeh means that she gets malkut. She's only going to get malkut if it was done by mezid. So in the end, the correct gears actually is mezid kishogeg, not shogeg mezid. But the Gemara speaks this out later. So here, at this point, the girsa is okay to say the way that we read it initially, mezid kishogeg. Nazir shenitma. The other case we had is a nazir becomes tamei. He's chayev whether he does it in mezid or kishogeg. Dichtiv. How do we know that? Dichtiv. V'chiyamut meit alav bepeta pitaom. What is peta and what is pitaom? Peta is shogeg, like it says. Im peta below eva hadafo, it wasn't meant to be done. Pitom actually refers to ones, because v'chein omer vayomer Hashem pitom el Moshe, over there, whoom! I mean, he was like shocked by the event, had no choice but to run out there. Tanya Hidach, the other Brisa, points out that pitom also has in it meanings of mezi, because it says arom ra'ara avinistar upitaim avru v'nenju. So pitom are like pitaim avru, they went ahead and didn't give a hang about what they saw, and they were ne'anash. And if it's ne'anash, ne'anash of course is b'mezi. The Beit Din doesn't have a right to be ma'anish without mezi. So wait, if that's the point, then why do we need peta? Why not write pitom? And pitom would be mashma shogeg. Of course, we haven't shown that yet, but we will. And it was mashma mezin, and it was mashma ones. It was mashma all the cases, right? Mezin ones, okay, we showed that. Mezin ones is from the first, the ones is from the pitom al Moshe, and the mezin is from ptaim. But where do we see it's mashma nami shogeg? Because it says peti, yamin the chol davar. So a peti, who is a pitom, believes everything in. And it's a fascinating thing, because there is a absolutely fantastic relationship between peti and pitom, which I think is so profound. The peti yamin lechol davar, the simple sense, believes everything. Why does he believe everything? Because you find people with the most absurd beliefs. You know, they'll read some kind of crazy thing and, oh, that really makes sense. They'll hear some kind of anecdotal story, you know, like this business of don't give vaccines, because we found out that vaccines, you know, I mean, unbelievable, the crazy, or organic food, you know, and, you know, nobody's ever been able to find any relationship at all to where a chemical comes from, to what it'll do. Organic food, you know. So, what is it that people believe? Because they see things pitom. Pitom is a pshat, it has no context. It's unexpected, it's isolated. So they don't view life as a matrix of very serious interrelated issues. The idea of science is a bunch of millions of different facts. It's not that it's a body of knowledge. So you see something that's isolated and has no connections, then yeah, it makes sense. I mean, why not, you know? Why shouldn't we choose cure cancer? I mean, you know, why not? All kinds of strange things go on in the world, you know? So someone who sees things in that way, indeed, is a peti. And therefore, he's yamin l'chol davar, believe anything. You can make anything sound reasonable, as long as it doesn't have to be tested within a very complex setting in which all things are interrelated. So therefore, if the Torah would only have written pitom, I already know everything. I know shogeg, mezid, onyx, that this is the way in which you're mechaper on it. No, says the Gemara, well, you couldn't do that. Because ikatav krat pitom. Let's say it wouldn't have said peta, right? Lo nikhtav krat peta is a question. Ikatav krat pitom, which would have been mashma shogeg, and mashma mezid, and mashma onyx. I would have said, okay, yes, there are three given cases. I mean, but obviously it doesn't mean you bring a carbon on all of them. You bring a carbon on a shogeg, like on everything else in the Torah. I mean, I'm certainly not going to say that because of the semantic relationship of pitom to other things, therefore, Shmuel B'chadish is crazy halacha, that here, out of all things, you bring a carbon, even though you do it b'mezid. So I would have said the pasuk, of course, is meant to be limited to the case of shogeg, which we learn out from Kol HaTorah Kula. Certainly, ones are mezid. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. Therefore, the Torah is peta. Peta means shogeg. Now, that's migaleh, that the meaning of pitom over here has got to be more inclusive than just the peta. And that tells me, known as amazing, afilo chiyei brachmanan. I don't know why you're dishing and pathing. You're inserting new issues that we never spoke about. You're viewing the path as a matrix. That's what you're trying to be Makadish. But I mean, that's a different issue. That's the enterprise of things. I don't know if you have to go that far. You understand? You're adding new elements, which are very nice. But I don't know whether you have a right to. But anyway, let's continue here. Shuata Egut Minolam. How do we know that we have the same halacha of Mezid on Shavuos Ha'edus, Tana Rabbana, B'chulam Ne'emar V'ne'elam V'ne'elam. In all of the cases, the Korban Olah V'yorei, we're talking about Ne'elam V'tameh, or the V'ne'elam that it's the Mokom HaMikdash. And all of a sudden it comes over here to say V'ne'elam. It doesn't say V'ne'elam, we're waiting for it. So it must be telling you don't need, in this case, V'ne'elam, and that in fact the Torah is being mechayev you whether you knew what you were doing, you don't know what you're doing. And Shvuat HaPikadon, how about that? That I learned from Shvuat HaEdut, because in both of them it talks about Kitekata. And therefore it's telling me, just like Shvuat HaEdut is even without a Ne'alam, so too is Shvuat HaPikadon. Chamisha Medim Korban Echad Al Avirot Harbe. Okay. Now let's see. You say, Habala Shipcha Biot Harbe. How do we know that they're all included in one korban? This could be a very cheap bantad on town. The Tana Rabbanan, V'chiper alav ha-kohen be'el ha-asham al chatato asher chata malam mitshemivi korban echad al averot harbe v'nitzlak lo mechatato asher chata lasot mezid kishoge. Wait, what do you mean lasot mezid kishoge? The pasuk is written on the mezid, not on the shoge. It says Bikoreti, yeah, and then she gets Malkus and so on. I mean, how could that be talking about a shogeg? Sorry, you're right. Elaim alasot shogeg ke mezid. The given then would be mezid, and this now adds that afilu b'shogeg. Boy minei Rabbi Chanina tirino ami Rabbi Yochanan. How about if you have different shivchot harufot? In other words, you're telling me that the way that I know it is from the stress on the chet. Micheto asher chata. Okay, so it's all one sin, lots of different girls, but it's all the same sin. So why not have maybe one korban for no matter how many shvakot there are? What would be the halacha over there? Chayav kol achat v'achat? O eino chayav al achat? I'm gonna chayav kol achat v'achat. Really? Why is that any different? Then, here it doesn't mean literally halamot, obviously, because there's no din of halamah since it would be even the mezid. In other words, from five separate maisim on one shivka where I know perfectly well what I did each time. Or malay, because ain't shivka achat gufin muchlakim, hakamek shvachot gufin muchlakim. The fact is we know by chatat that the body is mechalik. Here too, the body is mechalik. Well, wait a minute. I mean, that's because the idiot are mechalik. In other words, by chatas, a normal chatas, I understand that it makes sense for us to say that we define the chet uniquely, because, I mean, each chet is meant to be defined uniquely. The moment you know that you sinned, if you do it again, you'll mechuyev a separate act, even though it's the same exact iser, the same exact person. So, okay, it makes sense, therefore, to say that the Torah is talking about an individual sin. Part of the individual sin is defined by the particular event. It's this particular woman and not another woman. But how about by the shifra where the Torah says, look, I don't care, 100 times, throw it all into one. So maybe 100 women, throw them all into one too. I mean, where do you know that by a shifra gufin or mechulakim? Minola de gabi shifra gufin mechulakim. Oh, my life. Well, how did you know by Arias? How did you know that a woman who is the same exact iser on you, you would bring separate korbanot because it's a separate woman? You learned it from the El Isha beneath that tumata, didn't you? Each woman is a separate woman. It matters to me who the woman is. L'chaleka kol Isha v'Isha. So by Shifra Chalufa, it says the same thing. It says, Isha she'ishkav et Isha shichvat zara v'ish shichvat necherev v'ish. Well, obviously she's an Isha. Just to say, v'Isha she'ishkav shichvat necherev v'ish shichvat zara. Therefore, it's telling me that even by shivka karufa, the Torah is makbid on the act with an individual. It's not the sin qua the chet. The next case we had were the list of those who would bring one korban for many isurim. Nozir shnitma tumat harbe. How does that work out? Mantana, how does it work out? Again, because as I pointed out to you when we learned the Mishnah, L'chora, either he's already out of the time of his tumah, and therefore the korban was a chiyuv on him, and how can it be yotzi with a previous tumah? Or he's still tamei, in which case, what difference does it make? He didn't do now the iser of being rima tamei himself, So Mantana. Omer says it's got to work only according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Because remember, we saw earlier that Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda holds that a Nazir begins his next Nizirut on his seventh day, even though he hasn't yet been able to bring the Korbanot of his Tara on the eighth day. Now, according to that, since after his Hazayah, which he gets from the Bar Aduma and his Tevilah, he's basically now Tahor, except for the furthest reaches of his Mechus HaKippurim. So he starts counting now. We'll see, he learned that out. We saw, actually, that he learned that out from the Pasuk by Omahu. So if that's the case, he's already also to be Metameh, isn't he? Yet he can't bring his Karbanot until tomorrow, right? Okay, so during the course of this day, if he's Metameh himself again, he has restarted his Nizirut, and he has not yet been Chayev on his Karban, and therefore comes along the Mishnah to tell us that the Karban will cover this Tumah as well. That only works out, of course, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, the Amin Nizirut to Tahara, Mishvi Yudachai Olay, and therefore Mashkarah, the case that we could find in the Mishnah, would be Kagon Shnitma Vishvi, and then again Chazar Vinitma the next Shvi, and so on and so forth, that each time he's all going to be covered with the same Karban. Why? Because keeping the Lo Yatsa Sha'aru Uyala Akriba Korban, and Okhayev, a Korban Achad. Because if you don't tell me, it's going according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So then it's going according to Rebbe. I mean, remember that Rebbe holds, Kivan Domar Rebbe Nizirot to Tahara, does not begin Achmini Lo Chayel Alei. It's got to be the next day. So what's the case? If he was Nitba B'Shvi, and again he was Chazav Nitba B'Shvi, and so on, he was never Torah. It's all one long Tumah as far as Rebbe is concerned. He wasn't able to begin his new Nizirot. And eat a Nitba B'Shmini, when he did start his new Nizirut, and then he was Chaz of Nitba B'Shmini, why would a previous Korban, he was already Chayev, cover him? He was already Yotzei L'Sha'a Ruyalak Rib Korban, and therefore is Mechayev HaKol Achad Be'Achad. He would have to bring a separate Korban for each one. Ela Shema Mina Reb Yosef Reb Yehudah. It's got to be going according to Reb Yosef Reb Yehudah. What is the Machlokas Rebbe and Reb Yosef Reb Yehudah? As we saw earlier, my Reb Yosef Reb Yehudah Rebbe, Tanya v'kideshet rosho b'yom ha'u, b'yom ha'u. What is the yom ha'u? What do you mean? It's b'yom ha'avat korbanotati v'rebi. Well, it's the day of the end of the cycle defined here, the eighth day. Says Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, no, it's referring to b'yom ha'u, which was the yom that the Torah had mentioned previously in terms of doing his tiglachat. So his tiglachat that allowed him now to restart his nazirut is on the seventh day. Now that he started again by shaving his head, his hair starts to grow, his Yisr Yayin clicks into effect, and his Nizirut has started clicking. Well, so therefore, that's the beginning now of his count. The other cases, we stopped smack bang in the middle of our list of cases in which you can do many things and still only chayev one. The rest of the cases are HaMekanei Le'ishto, Ayidei Anashim Harbei. Suppose a person warned his wife against being nisteret with more than one individual. He mentioned, you know, I don't like the way you've been hanging around Joe, and I don't like the way you've been hanging around George.
A whole team.
And she is nisteret. Obviously, can't be nisteret with the whole team at once, but she's nisteret one after the other with the whole team. Then you're not mechuyev to bring the minchat kanaut for each one of these individuals. It's all one big thing. Mitzora shenit naga negaim harbe, or a mitzora who had many different negaim. Those negaim, all of them are covered by the same korbanot. As a matter of fact, we are about to read something in the Mishnah, which ends up meaning something entirely different from what it appears to mean. But what it appears to mean is hevi tziporin venit naga. Suppose he already brought the tziporim, which he brings on the first day of the beginning of the process of his tahara, which again is 7 days, and the eighth day of Havaat Kor, the Asher Mitzorah. Suppose he brings his tziporim, and now he gets another nega. Lo alolo, they don't count. Achi avi chatato. He's going to have to there bring another set of tziporim for his next negayim, and for the first Nagoyim again, which seems to be a contradiction to the beginning. It says you can cover it with one process at the end. The Gemara is going to point this out. until he completes the whole thing where he brought his Korban Chatas, then he was Yotze with his Sipporim. Again, the Mishnah does not mean that, but that's what it seems to mean. Rabbi Yehuda on there? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not even going to be enough for him to bring his Korban Chatas. The important thing that's going to complete the cycle is the Hakravat Asham HaNazir, because the Asham is the thing that is most unique in terms of the Nazir. It's put on him, and it clearly addresses him as an individual and his process of Tahara. Minolan, how do we know about the first case mentioned in the Mishnah, which is that a Sota is a Sota is a Sota? It doesn't matter how many people she is a Sota with. Dichtiv Zot Torat HaKana'ut. Torah achat v'kinuyin arbe. You can. It's all one issue. It's kanaut. Doesn't matter how many things get you jealous. Mitzorah shenitnagah negayim arbe. And how do we know that? Same thing. It says zot Torah to mitzorah. Torah achat l'mitzorahim arbe. So then, what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says you bring it tzipor and nitnagah. Lo olol achiyavichat ator. Rav Yehuda omer achiyaviyashma. The Amid Ein Meili El HaKorban Echad. Now, make up your mind. You start the Mishnah off by saying he only has to do it one time, and then you say, well, that's not good enough. Now he's going to have to bring twice his Tzipporim. So, how am I supposed to understand the Mishnah?
The problem with the Tzipporim and the Torah, or what happened? He had many
Yeah, he first got his first Nega, brought his Tzipporim, is starting to count now his 7 days with the whole preparing his korbanot for his 8th day. All of a sudden, a new nega breaks out. Cohen identifies as a new nega. Here it says he can bring one all the way at the end for everything.
So he starts again, counting for the next
one. Yeah, but that's not enough. The Mishnah is saying he has to do for both of them separately. That his sikorim didn't count, meaning that he's going to have to do it again for the first one. Well, I mean, why can't he just do one at the end and cover everything? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah indeed is clearly missing something. And Chisuri Mechaser, Valki Katan. Rebbe was Mechaser the Mishnah, and this is the part that you're supposed to understand. Valki Katan. Hevi Tziporim v'nitnaga. So first of all, Eina Mevi Ela Korban Echad. That's for sure. We've already said you only bring one korban, despite the fact that you had already started the process of the tahara. Now, the part about achi abichatato, achi biashma, has nothing to do with the chiyev of bringing your tzipporim. There's another very important issue that we need to discuss, and that is the only one of the korbanot of the mitzorah that is kavua is the asham mitzorah. There's also a chatas mitzorah, and there's also an Olat Mitzorah, but there the Torah allows a person who can't afford it to bring a Korban onto oath. What defines the state of your finances? What you were at the time that you got the Tzara, what you were at the time that you brought your Tzipporim, or perhaps what you brought at the time of the Chatat, to the Olah, when is when you're going to determine whether you're bringing a bird or an animal. That's what it's talking about. It's a whole new issue now. As far as what defines your financial standing to determine whether you are allowed to bring a korban ba'aniyut or ba'ashirut, lo mikba achiyavi chatat, what defines it is the time at which you're about to bring your korban chatat. That will tell you what olah you bring and what chatat you bring. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even that won't tell you. The asham which is kavua as a keves, that asham, the asham mitzorah, is the essence of the tire of the mitzorah, and that's what defines what type of chatas and ola he brings. Snan hasam mitzorah shehevi ashamo ve'eshir, and indeed, as we see the machlokes, it says a mitzorah who brought his korban, and now he becomes rich. So the question is, does he have to change his status now? Says the Mishnah there in the Goyim, Hakol Olech Achar HaKatat, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Whatever his status was at the time that he brought his katas, that's what defines his chiyuvim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Hakol Olech Achar Hashem. If he got richer after that, or poorer after that, makes no difference. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, a third shita, Hakol Olef Acharat Tziporim. So what the Mishnah here is coming to say is, it's not going to help you what your status was at the time you brought your Tziporim, lo ololo, meaning they don't help the Bikoveya your status the way the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says. It would have to wait until your Chakas, or, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it would have to wait until your Asham. That's the only thing that defines your status. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, interestingly enough, Shloshtam Mikre Echad Darshu. The basis of the understanding in the Chumash of what is the determining Karban is one pasuk. It says, Asher lo tasig yado b'taharato. What exactly means taharato? Rabbi Shimon says, look, the meaning of taharato, I mean, is the pshat of your, the cleansing process, not the tum of b'taira, the technical tum of b'taira. Because we view the Betzor as being unclean in a very unique way, right? Forget about his tomb of the tyrant. He's a leper, so to speak. I don't mean literally a leper, obviously, but we view him as being a person who needs to change his behavior, whether it's in terms of Motzi Shemra or whether it's in terms of his stinginess, or however we understand it, in order to become part of society again. Okay, so Taharato doesn't mean literally. In other words, it means that which begins the process of his cleansing, his mental cleansing. And therefore, it's the dover that is mechaper that we're interested in. That's his chatas. I mean, he's addressing his sin. That's the important point. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Sava, no, it means davar hamachshiro. I mean, tarato in this case is that which basically allows him to eat kachim. I mean, we're talking about a mechuser kippurim, okay. What thing is makshim to be okol b'kachim? That's the asham. He puts the shemen on him and so on. That's the thing that is miyuchet for him in kachim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that means tyra. What is the first stage in his tyra that allows him to begin now his tyra? That's the tziporim. That's the yom taharato, essentially. And therefore, asher tasig yado is defined by the beginning of that process, the akravat tziporim. Yeah, that was almost normal. Look at that.